Today is Tuesday, February 26th. What to watch for in Washington today? And a big deal but secret guilty verdict is finally revealed. Plus, why Microsoft is defending itself, Alexa in hospital rooms, and the Grand Canyon celebration. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Even as President Trump is out of the country preparing for tomorrow's big meeting with North Korea's leader, there's a lot to watch in Washington this week. At the Capitol today, lawmakers in the House are set to vote on the resolution to block Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. But it's not just lawmakers sharing their opinions about this. The Hill reports nearly 60 former senior national security officials from both sides of the aisle are coming out against the emergency declaration. They signed an open letter yesterday saying there's, quote, no factual basis to support the national emergency. Remember, President Trump declared an emergency to get more money to build a border wall for what he says will keep out drugs and crime. If the House passes the resolution to block it, it'll then go to the Senate. But even if it passes there, President Trump would likely veto it, which, by the way, would be the first veto of his presidency. So stay tuned. And keep in mind, that order is also being challenged in court. President Trump says he's planning to hold the biggest gathering in the history of Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July. USA Today reports the event is to be called a Salute to America and it will be at the Lincoln Memorial. There aren't a lot of details yet, but the president says it will have a, quote, major fireworks display, entertainment, and an address by your favorite president, me. Trump has talked about wanting a military parade before, but it hasn't worked out mostly because of the cost. TBD if the National Park Service has given the official okay for this new event. One of the most powerful men in the Roman Catholic Church was found guilty of child sex abuse. The BBC says Australian Cardinal George Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic figure to be convicted in court. But here's the thing. He was actually found guilty back in December, but for months, journalists were not allowed to report it. A judge legally required the trial and conviction to stay quiet until now. Why? The judge was worried reports would prejudice or disqualify future jurors in a planned second trial with more charges. But now that trial is off and the reporting is back on. The jury found Pell abused two 13-year-old choir boys in Australia in 1996. Pell still says he's innocent and plans to appeal. The unsealed verdict comes just days after a historic meeting at the Vatican when Pope Francis called for a, quote, all-out battle against abuse of minors. Although some victims have said the church is more talk and less action. The U.S. announced new sanctions in the hopes of forcing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to step down once and for all. Remember, the U.S. and dozens of other countries say they're now recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's rightful leader. In fact, the AP reports Vice President Mike Pence went to an emergency meeting with Guaido. They worked on a plan to freeze funds going to Maduro and transfer them to the new leader. But Maduro is not giving up. He even blocked U.S. humanitarian aid from coming into the country over the weekend. Pence says the U.S. will keep trying to send millions of dollars of aid to the people there. Microsoft is defending itself. More than 100 Microsoft employees signed a letter to their bosses asking them to cancel a contract with the U.S. military, saying they didn't sign up to build weapons. But CNN reports Microsoft's CEO is sticking by the decision and the multi-million dollar contract with the Army. Microsoft says it will not withhold technology from the people we elected to protect our freedoms. That it's not about one contract or one company, but being a responsible citizen. CNET says the contract gives the Army HoloLens headsets. They use augmented reality to let users see the world as it is, but with added virtual graphics. Speaking of the HoloLens headsets, Microsoft announced a new version this week called the HoloLens 2. The Verge reports the newer model has a bigger screen, a bigger field of view, and new features like eye-tracking sensors that can tell exactly where you're looking while wearing it. But it's not really meant for you at home, at least not yet. It's meant for workers, whether it's showing them exactly where to put parts together in a factory or collaborating virtually on a whiteboard. The mixed reality headset comes out later this year with a price tag of $3,500. Much more news ahead, but a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, Drops. Drops makes cleaning your clothes and your dishes easier, more convenient, and better for the environment. Plus, you don't have to pay extra for artificial colors and dyes. Drops passes on all the chemicals and then passes those savings on to you. I also love that Drop's products are plant-based and chlorine-free, and they never test on animals. And say goodbye to those big, bulky, heavy plastic bottles. Drop's uses the most sustainable packaging with plastic-free boxes that double as the shipping containers. And my favorite part? You can just throw in a detergent pod and be on your way. Suddenly, I don't hate doing laundry quite as much as I used to. And you do have options. Drops offers detergent pods for sensitive skin, stain and odor, fabric softener, and even your dishwasher. Right now, you can get 30% off your first order of convenient, plastic-free, eco-friendly cleaning. Just go to drops.com/newsworthy and enter that code newsworthy. That's drops with two P's, drops.com/newsworthy, and enter the code newsworthy. Now, back to the news. New numbers show young Americans were more than $1 trillion in debt at the end of 2018. Business Insider says that's the highest debt number for 18 to 29-year-olds since the financial crisis a decade ago. The New York Federal Reserve says student loans are mostly to blame, followed by mortgage debt. A little good news, though. Researchers say debt does tend to go down as you get older. Amazon Alexa devices are being used in hospitals and healthcare centers across the country. TechCrunch reports a pilot program in Los Angeles, for example, is putting Amazon smart speakers into more than 100 patient rooms. It helps patients do basic things without a nurse, like change TV channels. And if it's more complicated, a healthcare voice assistant called Ava can route the request to the right person's cell phone. The healthiest country in the world is Spain. At least according to the 2019 Bloomberg Healthiest Countries Index, the index ranks nearly 170 countries based on overall health. It looks at things like life expectancy, tobacco use, and obesity. Italy, Iceland, Japan, and Switzerland finished off the top five. In North America, Canada is number 16. The U.S. came in at number 35. Happy 100th birthday to the Grand Canyon National Park. Today, it's been one century since the tourist attraction was deemed an official national park. CNN says the Grand Canyon itself, of course, is actually 5 or 6 million years old. But in the last 100 years, it's become one of the seven wonders of the world. And about 6 million people visit the Grand Canyon each year. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we mentioned, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.